It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, hour two of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today on Friday, the 8th of April. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. And of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We're also in the midst of this fundraising drive, right? It's day three of the spring membership campaign, and we are working on a big goal this hour. Our goal is to get 200 contributions from, 100 contributions. I keep saying that, see? For some reason, I just want to go big because I have a lot of faith. I have a lot of faith in the Anything Army out there. That's you, by the way. Our goal is 100 contributions by 2 o'clock so we can take advantage of a challenge from Mary Lou and Will Smith. They put a $2,500 challenge in play to hear from 100 donors during the show today. These are contributions of any size. So if you joined back in January and you can make an additional $10 or $15 contribution today in support of KERA, support of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, awesome. That'd be awesome because that counts as a contribution. And we only need 40 more to make the goal. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. When we make it, we're going to be able to thank Mary Lou and Will Smith for an additional $2,500 gift. The reason we are at this point, though, is because a lot of people have called. I want to thank Chris Thomas in Grand Prairie, Stephen Reed in Fairview, George and Lorraine Pittenger of Midlothian, and Kathy Payne in Carrollton, and Jared Gomez in Arlington, Teresa Haley in Irving, who says, I listen daily and enjoy the quality programming and suggestions for a more quality life. And Teresa says, we need more like you. Natalie Finstermacher in Murphy made a contribution and says, we love Think, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, the Friday News Roundup on Diane Rehm, and the Saturday shows during the day. Karen Bates in Roanoke made a contribution and says, I love the sensible reporting of the news. Becky Barnaby in Dallas says, KERA is my constant companion at home and in my car. There is so much interesting content that I didn't know I wanted to know about. Thank you, Becky says. I'm a sustaining member who wants you to meet this challenge. Well, thank you, Becky. Once again, a contributor thanks KERA. And that's just, we owe everything to those of you who support this station. KERA just literally would not exist if we didn't have people like Judy Wenzel in Euless and Mary Troy in Dallas and Sandra Johnson in Plano and Stacey Knight in Dallas and Jason Smith in Fort Worth and Paul Higgs in Clifton to support it. So join these fine folks. Help us make this goal. 39 contributions left to go during this hour. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. The number for the show is 800-933-5372. And that's where we find our patient caller, award winner of the week so far, Toby in Richardson. Hello, Toby.
Hi. I was wondering if there might be anybody out there who would be able to help me find some information on laws regarding Good Samaritans or people who find lost items. I recently found a cell phone that was reported lost, and the police showed up before I had a chance to return it and explained that if you pick up anything that's not yours in public and step 1 foot away, that's considered an attempt to steal something, and I was arrested. And I'm just not understanding how we've gotten to the point where somebody who's trying to do a good deed for a stranger can actually end up being arrested.
So you're just wondering if there's somebody you can go to get some advice or to find out what the laws actually are, or if you have like a legal case or something.
I'll have to defend myself. More what the laws are that would govern people who find other people's property in public when it's lost. I'm not exactly sure how to find that kind of information, and I'm wondering if it's actually true. I mean, animals are considered property in Texas, and I'll tell you, I've returned dozens of animals to neighbors in my neighborhood since I've lived here 16 years. Mm-hmm. And I think most people would probably argue that anybody trying to return a lost dog shouldn't be arrested. So I'm wondering why somebody who's trying to return a lost cell phone should be arrested.
Well, sorry to hear that happen to you. We'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
That'd be terrific. Right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter from Trish, who says, on the low-cost dental or indigent dental care, if you're in Tarrant County, Arlington Mission is a place that helps with dental. Let's see. Also got a really nice tweet from Rhonda Hodge saying everything's better with NPR and KERA. That's really nice. Let's see. We got a tweet from Joel, who says, for the multiple kids support group, I guess. He says there's an online community called Slack Dads. You can find them, and there's an app available for Slack Dads. So check that out. Let's see. We got an answer on the duck issue with swimming pools. This came up a couple of weeks ago. And let's see. MV says inflatable alligators make good decoys to discourage ducks in your swimming pool. If you want to avoid, you know, just dealing with the duck issue in your swimming pool, inflatable alligator. Thanks. You can also email us anything at kera.org, and the inbox has been filling up too. Jen in Euless says there is a nonprofit program for dental services for very low income called Save a Smile, and it's through Cook's Children's, addressing dental care specifically for low-income children. So if you need dental care for your kids and you qualify, check out Cook's Children's Save a Smile program. We also got a suggestion from Daleen in Dallas, who says North Dallas Shared Ministries offers free dental services. North Dallas Shared Ministries. So that's a good one. Thanks for that. Scott in Dallas says, I just checked, and Roundup is labeled to kill poison ivy. Once you kill it, though, you're still going to have to take protective measures when you remove it, because it could still be an allergen if you have allergies to it. Lily asks, is there a tiny house community in DFW? She emailed us anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from Suzanne, and this is about the multiples parenting. Suzanne recommends Facebook. It says it's a great resource for support groups. All you need to do is go in there and search for multiples or multiples DFW, and I bet you'd find several groups that you can join, and these groups will often offer events, support, advice, or just a place to vent about the perils of parenting. No bathtub pictures of your kids, though, please, because those are so embarrassing when they finally go to high school. And let's see. Seychelle wants advice on killing the plant called heavenly bamboo. And Seychelle's in Dallas and says, we have it invading our backyard and are trying to figure out how to get rid of it. And Seychelle says, we're also longtime KERA supporters. How do you kill off heavenly bamboo that it's invaded your backyard? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We've also got a membership campaign going. Down the hall, the number to call is 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org and make your contribution there. Check out the brand new Go Public KERA t-shirt. It's new for this drive. We got a new logo and a new branding campaign at KERA. Two words say it all. Go public. That's what you do when you tune in. That's what we do when we come to work. That's who we serve. We serve you, the public. Unlike many other news organizations, unlike many other broadcasting networks and organizations who do a great job, we don't have advertisers. And we don't have editorial guidance from for-profit companies. And not to say that journalism, I'm not saying that journalism is in peril. Okay, I think journalism is growing rapidly because of the expansion of digital journalism, podcasting. I think there's, you know, there's some gray areas that are being explored, and that's always a good thing, right? That's a good thing. But what you get from public radio and what you get from KERA and what you get from the awesome people that I have the pleasure and honor to work with every day is an incredible dedication to the highest quality of storytelling, reporting, fact-based, balanced journalism that you're going to find anywhere. And, you know, the only person that we answer to is you. We aren't asking big corporations to. Corporations do support public radio, okay? That does happen. But there's a firewall between that kind of support, underwriting support, and what we do in the newsroom and what we do editorially. On those issues, we answer to you because we serve only you. And this station takes this very, very seriously. And when you give at 888-694-6931, you're helping to fuel this organization that exists to bring you the news and information that you need. That's how it works. You give some money to the station, we take your money and we spend it very carefully and wisely, and we tell you the stories that are important for you to know about the world. And Laura Wright in Grand Prairie gets it and supports it. Karen Moore in Dallas gets it and supports it. Safura Majid in Arlington gets it and supports it. Angela Asfaha in Grand Prairie and Harold Satterley in McKinney, they're all on board. They've all joined or renewed or made an additional gift in the last few minutes by calling 888-694-6931 or by contributing at kera.org. And you know what? They're all in the drawing for this. I mean, you do get the radio station, right? That's why you're listening in the first place. But there's more. We're going to give away an iPad Pro tonight at 7 o'clock. And one of those folks might win it because everybody who gives between now and 7 is automatically entered to win a brand new iPad Pro. Super cool. There's amazing cool thank you gifts available. I mentioned the Go Public t-shirt. It's a $7.50 a month contribution if you call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. You can see it there. You can request it as your thank you gift. And take the thank you gift. That's what it's there for. You know, if it's the thank you gift, in addition to this show, in addition to the news reporting and the entertainment on the weekends and the fact that the station is your constant companion, if it's the thank you gift that tips the balance for you, that is great. That's why we offer the thank you gifts. If it's the fact that we have a challenge on the table right now that I'm confident about because we have 35 contributions left to go in the hour, but we only have 41 minutes left to go. I feel good about it, but I'm not sure we're going to make it. So if it's the challenge that motivates you, that tips the balance, that is awesome because that's exactly why Mary Lou and Will Smith called and said, we'll give station $2,500 additionally if you hear from 100 contributors. But you know what? If we don't get these 35 more contributions because you don't call right now, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org, we're going to have to say thanks but no thanks to some real fans of the station, people who they want to give this money to your radio station. After all, this is your radio station. There are many like it, but this one is yours. And it is your responsibility to care for it. Really, that's how it works. Do your part right now. 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Make a contribution. We'll get more of your questions and answers coming up in a second here, too. The phone number is 800-933-5372. You can also call and make your best pledge pitch, by the way. Or email us, anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But don't go away. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what Travis did. He says, regarding the tiny house community question, go to meetup.com and search for the group DFW Tiny House Enthusiasts. So it sounds like there is a group out there. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. You can call us 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can also support the station and support the show this hour. The number to call to do that is 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org and make a contribution there. We heard from Amy Michelle Lucio in Hazlitt, supporting the station, who says, the podcasts of my favorite shows are what I listen to during my marathon training runs. Thank you, Amy says. Well, you're welcome, and thank you, Amy. Robert Dupree in Carrollton says, KERA is the only radio station I listen to. And by the way, these are all folks who gave money to the station in the last few minutes or so, because we're looking for 32 more contributions this hour in order to make our goal of 100 in 2 hours. And we got to make that because there's a challenge on the table from Mary Lou and Will Smith. $2,500, it's at risk, folks. That means if we don't hear from 32 more of you at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org, we're not going to be able to accept the $2,500 from Mary Lou and Will Smith. That would be a bad thing. That would be not a good thing on this beautiful Friday going into the first weekend of the membership campaign. This is really important. So call now, 888-694-6931, or online at kera.org. Okay, so Robert Dupree in Carrollton says, KERA is the only radio station I listen to. Victoria Vogel in Aledo says, I give for many reasons, but probably most of all, the great driveway moments. Thank you, Victoria. Thanks to Stephen Huffman in Weatherford, who says, KERA equals awesome, and that is all. And Nancy Jo Gonzalez in Dallas says, you're my right-hand man. Thanks, Nancy Jo. We love you guys. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. 32 contributions to go, 35 minutes to do it. Really need you to call right now, 888-694-6931. The other number is 800-933-5372. That's the number to call to ask your question, to give your answer on the air. We've got some lines open there. We've also got the email address, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. A couple of emails have come in. This is from Maggie in Fort Worth, who says, Howard Garrett, the dirt doctor, has figured out how to control bamboo in his yard after years of trial and error. And there's a bamboo control newsletter on his website, dirtdoctor.org. So there's a source for that. Let's see. Jan says, as I was listening, I got an email from Angie's List that was offering a bathtub refinishing notice. So I guess you can look that up on Angie's List. Let's see. Matt writes in with a list of low-cost dental care providers in the area. Some really good ones. Let's see. Some of these we've mentioned, but we'll go through this list here. City Square Community Health Center in Dallas. Community Health Services of Dallas. The Monday Clinic, which is at North Dallas Shared Ministries. The Reese Jones Trauma Center at Parkland. The Hatcher Station Health Center in Dallas. And that's through Parkland Financial Assistance. Parkland Family Medicine Clinic in Dallas. The Southwest Dallas Health Center. The Vickery Health Center. Mission East Dallas at Metroplex. Christ's Family Clinic. Healing Hands Ministries. There's a Martin Luther King Jr. Family Clinic on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And the Baylor Community Clinic in Garland. And there's Hope Clinic also in Garland. So that is a pretty comprehensive list of opportunities for low-cost dental care here on this side of North Texas. Thanks so much, Matt, for that. Let's see. We got an email from Liza at anything@kera.org wondering if there are any vegan donuts in the Louisville or Denton area. She says, I'd prefer something available on weekends. I know Krispy Kreme is vegan, she says, but I can't find anything nearby. Anybody know where to find vegan donuts on the weekend in Louisville or Denton? Well, that's why we do the show. Let's see. A couple of these I got to. This is from Jeff, who asks, does anyone know where I can find a 2-inch sod plugger in Dallas? He says, I can back order one, but I can't find one in stock. And Jeff is looking for a 2-inch sod plugger in Dallas. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me @JeffWhittington on Twitter. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Bill in North Richland Hills. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Jeff. I had a question. I live in North Richland Hills, and I'm looking for someone that or a firm that can design a xeriscape lawn. I'm interested in some very drought-tolerant stuff, but I know what plants I want, but I need the design of it done. So if anyone had that. And then also, I asked last week about the fiddle leaf fig tree.
Oh, yeah.
Someone suggested Archie's Gardenland, and I want to thank whoever that was for turning me on to that place. They got a shipment in this week. They looked great, and it's a fantastic store.
Great. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling. And we'll see if we get suggestion for you on the xeriscape idea. You're in North Richland Hills. I know that Dallas has offered some xeriscape workshops. So I wonder if, you know, you check with your city, maybe your water department, and see if they offer those.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And, you know, the folks at the garden centers, too, I've noticed they've started grouping plants a lot of times by what are natives or what are low or drought tolerant. And an architect, a design is really, really helpful, especially if you're going to have somebody. Are you planning to do the install yourself, or do you want it?
Right,
you want
a
turnkey thing.
To a lot of tools and manpower, but not the design for the aesthetic.
Yeah, the ideas that you can get from an architect, and I know this just from experience. And then you know you do it yourself, you make it your own, and you can make adjustments as you need to. But it is really helpful. We'll see if we get a suggestion for you over on that side of the Metroplex.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. That's where we got this from Laura, who says, here are some other options for low-cost dental care, depending on where your listener lives. Healing Hands is one. The Irving Community Clinic is one. And community dental care. So, Laura, thanks for those. We got several suggestions on the cars for triplets. Victor says, congratulations on the triplets. My wife and I needed a new car as our family grew, and we were disappointed with all the SUVs with a third row. And we also hate minivans. And he says, we found out that Mercedes-Benz had launched a medium-sized van called Metris, M-E-T-R-I-S. He says, for the same price as a Honda minivan, he said, we were able to get 8 full-size seats, amazing safety features like lane keep assist, EDS, crosswind assistance, brake assistance, that goes on and on. He says, it's priced on average with the most popular minivans. He says, we love it, and it has made our life so easy. So Victor's recommending the Mercedes Metris. Thanks for that. Let's see. We got from Julie. This is about the swimming pool and the diving board. He says Robertson Pools in Coppell might do a diving board in Irving. He says they worked on our pool, and we recommend them. So there's a recommendation from Julie. Let's see. We got another recommendation from Joel, who says, Slack Dads. This is emailed to anything@kera.org, and this is for the nervous dad. He also says the Dodge Journey and Honda Pilot have a third row. He says the car seat will make a difference. So there's some more suggestions on that. Another triplet car suggestion from Karen, who says the Car Talk guys once talked with someone with the same situation and recommended the Honda Odyssey. And let's see, we got a note from Pledge Control Central that they had mentioned the Honda Odyssey as the perfect family transporter. Not so minivan looking, Karen says. So that sounds like that's still up to date. And yeah, and so there's a couple of votes for the Honda Odyssey. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We'll check in down the hall shortly here. Let's talk next to Amber calling from Denton. Hello, Amber.
Hi. I wanted to recommend a donut place that has vegan donuts. In Denton, there's one called Hypnotic Donuts, and they're really good. They're right off the square, which is like the, you know, pretty central shopping area.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Let's
bye.
Let's talk next to Ryan in Dallas at 800-933-5372. Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, so for the guy who was calling in about the dental care, one that I do know of and actually have used that is an excellent source is Baylor University College of Dentistry. Actually offer free dental care for the students,
mm-hmm.
and it's supervised by professional dentists. And, I mean, everything's free of charge, and they do everything from pulling wisdom teeth to they do a lot of different things. It's just getting in and seeing what you what they need done.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from Elizabeth who says, tiny houses will be displayed at the Earth Day Dallas, or maybe it's Earth Day Texas this year at Fair Park at the end of April. There's going to be a big Earth Day celebration out there, I believe. And KERA will even have some kids activities at Earth Day at Fair Park at the end of the month. So that's cool. Elizabeth says there will be some tiny houses as well. We got the vegan donut answer also from Isaac, who says, although it's not in the Louisville-Denton area, there is a vegan bakery shop in Richardson called Reverie Bake Shop with plenty of options for donuts and breakfast foods. He says they're closed on Sundays, though. Reverie. Thanks for that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can also support the show, by the way. We are still in the pledge drive. I know for a minute it seemed like maybe the our long collective nightmare was coming to an end, but we've got a ways to go still, and we've got a little ways to go on this show. We have a challenge in play. Just to remind everybody, thanks to Mary Lou and Will Smith for challenging you to contribute during anything you ever wanted to know today with a $2,500 challenge. The goal is 100 contributions during the two-hour show today. 100 contributions, and KERA will receive an additional $2,500. But that's only if we hear from you by 2 o'clock. And we've heard from, get this, 92 people. 92 people. So even that, I can even do that math. That means we have 8 left to go at 888-694-6931. Or online at kera.org. Now, if this was the, you know, if these were the last 8 contributions we needed in the whole membership campaign, once we got those, we just do full-on show for the rest of the hour. So I'm not going to mislead you here and say that if we get those 8, which we could get right now if you'll call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. I'm not going to mislead you here and say we're not going to pitch the rest of the hour because we still got we've got a few days to go on this drive. We're making up a little bit of difference from the January drive. And, you know, we got to make this one. We got to successfully do this one because it is a busy, it is going to be a busy, busy news year. And we've got to raise all the money that we need to raise because there are going to be some bills to pay as we bring you the news that you're going to want between now and November. This is a big, big year, and it's going to be a long, hot Texas summer before we, you know, do a big, huge fundraising campaign again. So We got a long way to go between now and November, and there's a lot of reporting that's going to need to be done, both here in North Texas, around the state, and you're going to hear that on Texas Standard and around the region and the country. And you know, we pay for NPR stuff too. I mean, when you contribute to KERA, you're funding the work we do right here in North Texas, but you're also helping to fund the work that NPR does all over the world. And it's going to be a big job this year. So call us, 888-694-6931, or contribute at kera.org. Three more contributions to make the challenge. And again, we'll do some more pitching. I'll do a little bit more pitching this hour, but we've got a few people on hold on the phone. We're going to get a bunch more questions and answers. Two contributions to go to make the goal. We did hear from Roy Weidig in Fort Worth, who loves the Saturday morning programs, Car Talk, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He says, I like the news programs too. Nancy Gonzalez in Dallas, Bruce Hanford in Southlake. We heard from Cheryl Vandiver in Dallas and Florence Witt in Fort Worth. We heard from Gordon Clark in Smithville, Missouri, who is listening online, or we are going to be in serious trouble with the FCC. Thanks, Gordon, for your contribution. Thanks to France Picard in Flower Mound. Thanks to Dora Kareem in Grand Prairie, who says, KERA makes me feel smarter. Thanks to Paul Schumann in Dallas, who says, it's the best reporting on what's important and great weekend entertainment. Thanks, Paul. Thanks to Elizabeth Puckett in Dallas, who says, I love, love, love KERA. I appreciate KERA's unbiased opinion and the variety of programming, and I learn something new every day. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks also to Jessica Hudson in Plano, Forahar Ferdosian in Arlington, Timothy Meehan in Plano, Maria Science of Corinth, and Hiram Kalanji of Louisville. Thanks to those folks. We have two contributions left to go to make the goal. 888-694-6931. 888-694-6931. Let's make this challenge. Let's move on down the road here on this membership campaign. Give us a call, 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. And don't forget, everybody's entered to win this iPad Pro. Pretty much, I think, unless you work here and you're making your contribution, because a lot of us do that too, sadly, we're not eligible to win the iPad. We can pick up our thank you gifts. I'm wearing, you know, one of my KERA t-shirts today. Thank you very much. But we can't win the iPad Pro, but you can, and you might, at 7 o'clock tonight. Call 888-694-6931. Contribute at kera.org. Two left to go to make the goal. Two left to go to make the goal. Stay with us. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Our sixth and final segment of the special two-hour blockbuster show today, in support of the, in honor of, really, the members of KERA, the new and renewing supporters of KERA. Give yourself a hand, because if you've supported the station since noon today, you helped us achieve this awesome challenge from Mary Lou and Will Smith. It's a $2,500 challenge that was on the table. The goal was 100 contributions, and you nailed it. We received 100 contributions in 1 hour and 39 minutes and about 57 seconds. So let's see what we can do in the last 20 minutes. Honestly, I wanted to go for 200 today. I've got the email thread to prove it. They counseled me. Why our very wise and smart Pledge production team counseled against it. We needed a win. We did need a win here, and we've got a win. There's a big W here, and thanks so much to Mary Lou and Will Smith for their additional $2,500. And thanks to all 100 and probably a couple more of you who have given during the show today. Awesome. It feels great. But let's see what we can do in the last 15 minutes. And let's also answer a bunch of your questions and get a bunch of your emails and tweets and stuff. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And that's what UT Dallas did. It says, we heard that you received a question about our hedges on Campbell Road, and they sent a link, which I retweeted, by the way. And then they sent another tweet that says, the hedges are outstretched to the community, symbolizing openness. So that is the answer to what's up with those hedges. I think the hedges might need a Twitter account. You know, the UT Dallas hedges could probably do some tweeting. But, you know, just a suggestion. We got a tweet from Maggie who says, please explain how sustaining members can be entered in all the drawings. We sent an email out. I'm making sure because she says, I don't think I received that email this time. But we sent an email out, was it Tuesday or Monday this week to sustaining members? It was Tuesday. So check your inbox, check your junk mail folder. You know, you can certainly give us a call if you need the link, as a sustaining member. So, it did go out, Maggie. So check those folders and, let us know if, you know, if you need more info. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, our email address, anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And now we have a new Patient Caller of the Week award winner, Ari in Plano. Hello, Ari.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, the good news is for the couple who just had triplets, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, nervous dad. Yeah. I think it was nervous dad is what he... I would be too.
Now, the good news is we are in a saturated market of SUVs and family cars, as we have been for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. So if reliability is your thing, go with a Honda Odyssey. My mom works at SiriusXM, so they just do all sorts of new safety technology and all sorts of other stuff for radios, movie, in-seat and entertainment, all that good stuff. Perfect for kids, especially if they grow up. It'll last you for years. You'll probably be able to teach them how to drive on it if you're careful. If you want something a little bit more heavy-duty and something that can maybe tow something in the future, a Chevy Tahoe is not a bad place to go, although it does cost more. And if you're more ecologically minded, Chrysler is coming out with a new product called the Pacifica to replace their minivan that's actually going to have a hybrid mode and be able to get 50 miles to the gallon, which is unheard of for any vehicle of this size.
Awesome. All right, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for hanging in there, and appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Let's get another call at 800-933-5372 from Heather in Arlington. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was just wondering if anyone out there knows of a good school for children who have autism, preferably a private school.
Okay. Well, we may not get an answer today, but maybe we'll get some over the weekend or next week, and we'll be able to share those with you. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an email from Bonnie. This is from CJ, who says, Bonnie Reese of Beautiful Landscapes teaches many of the city-sponsored xeriscaping classes across North Texas. From one of those classes, we learned how to water our yard only a couple of times a year and keep green grass. In addition, CJ says, we hired Bonnie to draw up a xeriscape yard design for our home with all native Texas plants, and we self-installed the plan. We love our yard, and it looks so fabulous. And the woman's name is Bonnie Reese, R-E-E-S-E, and beautifullandscapes.net is the website. CJ, thanks so much for that. We got an email from Kelly wondering if there's a place in or near Grand Prairie that offers archery lessons. Our daughter would like to take archery lessons. So if you know a place in or near Grand Prairie, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Martha emailed and says, my husband and I searched for a car for the same reason. We needed three car seats in there for kids. Martha says, we looked at lots of mid-size SUVs, and if you're wanting to be able to fit three car seats across, the only option we found was a large SUV and ended up settling on a Chevy Tahoe. The car seat does make a big difference, and I'm sure with three children, you're not going to want to maneuver seats and have to put somebody in the third seat every time you get in and out of the car. And Martha says, best of luck. But it's a good-natured best of luck. since she's been there. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Sid did, and says there's a good website for autism resources in Dallas, aardallas.org. And by the way, just so you know, if you call and ask a question and I read a tweet with an answer, I'm retweeting it. So, and I often get so many tweets, I can't read them all. And so I'll actually retweet stuff sometimes that I'm not able to read on the air, just because it takes time to read 100 tweets on the air. That's all we do. So check out my Twitter feed at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter, and you can then also chime in or respond. I figured this trick out about a month ago, and man, it's great, because we're having some good conversations on Twitter during the show and after the show, and we can keep this thing going because this is all about you. It really is all about you. I mean, this show is the one show that, I mean, yeah, we walk in, Stephen Becker, our producer, Fiona Norton, our phone screener, Shelley Canavy, our engineer, and I, and occasionally some of our interns help out. We walk in with 3 to 5 emails, and then you make the show. You make the show. This is, you call in with questions, you call in with answers, you tweet, you write emails, and essentially, you produce this show every week. It is completely directed by you, and it's completely supported by you. We're doing a membership campaign because, you know, it's that time of year. We do this a couple of times a year. We have to raise the money to keep the station going. I've been thinking a lot about this. I was off for a couple of weeks, and I had the incredible experience and honor and pleasure to go and visit Cuba. Okay, something I wanted to do for a long, long time. And I was thinking about whether I would talk about this today. And I just decided to. And I got to tell you, we are so incredibly lucky in our country. And there are a lot of people in our country who are suffering and who are on the edge. And, you know, part of what we do here is tell their stories and shine a light on what's going on here. But sometimes it doesn't really hit home because we drive to work and we drive to the house and we go to the store and we hang out with our friends and we kind of live in this bubble. And when I visited Cuba, it was a complete immersion in a society and culture where I didn't have a regular track and I didn't have a regular, you know, air quotes, bubble to exist in. And it was, you know, it was a full body and full mind immersion experience. And there it's amazing what we have in this country. It's amazing that we have the opportunities that we have. And yes, are there disparities? Yes. Do things need to be done about them? Absolutely. And, you know, are there people working hard? Yes. Is that part of the reason that the content we create at KERA is free? You bet. So, you know, we're lucky to be here, and we do have opportunities here that not everybody has. And I started thinking about, you know, the news and information, because we're super fortunate to have access to an open, you know, unbiased system of journalism in this country. You know, journalists still get to ask questions in this country. And we're really lucky to have that, because a lot of people don't have that. And when you make your contribution to KERA today, do it right now, 888-694-6931. When you do that, you're actually helping to make sure that journalists can still ask questions in this country. Okay, so give us a call, 888-694-6931. Go online, make a contribution at kera.org. I want to get some of this, some answers here in. We've got about 5 minutes left. Let's talk to Carrie on the phone. By the way, and thank you for making sure that journalists can still ask questions. Really, everybody owes you their thanks. Everybody who listens to KERA and listens to public radio, if you're one of the folks who called and supported the station today or this drive or this year or this decade, thank you very much. Because we're all better for it. We are. It makes us who we are. It makes our society a good society for the most part. Thank you. 800-933-5372 is where we find Carrie in Dallas. Hey, Carrie.
Hi there.
You had an answer for us.
I do. I have a private school in North Dallas for kids with special needs. Mm-hmm. They serve a lot of children with autism. They do an excellent job. The school's name is Vanguard Preparatory School.
Okay.
It's on Sigma Road. It's just north of 635 off Midway and south of Spring Valley.
Okay.
The phone number there
is... You know what, let's not give out... Hey, Carrie, we don't like to give out phone numbers, but I think we got enough information from you. Thank you so much. I got a couple more folks with answers too, okay?
Great, thank you.
Let's talk next to... let's talk to... tell me your name. What's your name? Are you there? Hello? All right, we had another answer here, but I don't think she's there. Let's see. We got an email from David who says the Shelton School in North Dallas is a good option for kids with autism. We got Liz emailed us and says Oak Hill Academy in Dallas is great for spectrum disorders. Thanks for that, Liz. Let's see. Ashley says Fusion Academy is a very small private school that I teach at. And Ashley says it's an incredible place full of love. They have locations in Dallas, Plano, and Southlake. So Fusion Academy. So got those answers in. So thanks very much for those. Appreciate those. And want to thank everybody again who helped us make our goal of 100 contributions. I'm getting an update from down the hall. We've done 123 contributions so far during the show today. That is so awesome. Thanks so much to each and every one of you. Don't forget, there's still time for you to give during anything today. I don't know if it's a record setter, but it's going to be pretty close on the show. There's still time for you to get in on this supporting the Anything Show, which I personally want to thank you for. And then there's also this drawing for the iPad Pro. Somebody's going to win an iPad Pro tonight at 7 o'clock. And I mentioned this earlier, it's not just this drawing that you're entered in. It's the next drawing and the one after that and the grand prize drawing, which is going to come up. We'll probably start talking about that next week. In a couple of days, we'll talk about that. So you're in that drawing when you call 888-694-6931 or when you give at kera.org. We've got time for one more call. Let's talk to Galen in Garland. Hello, Galen.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I was calling with a quick answer to your archery question. There's the Texas Archery Academy. You can look up that on the internet and find all of their listings across Texas.
Okay.
And if you just type in archery ranges near me in a Google search engine, you'll find quite a bit of information no matter where you are in the Metroplex. I go to archery range in Plano and Garland.
Cool.
And there's one in Irving too.
Fantastic. Texas Archery Academy.
Yes.
Thanks, Galen.
Not a problem.
All right, let's see. We got some more tweets here, too. Carrie says, at CC Fort Worth, I think that's Cook Children's, has a dental clinic at its Fort Worth office. It may not be Cook Children's, but it's at CC Fort Worth. I'll retweet this. This is for low-cost dental. Zale says, for the parent with the child with autism, parent-to-parent is an organization for parents of children with autism. Recommendation there. Jamie says, check out the Notre Dame School of Dallas. Patricia tweeted and says, you can see all these, by the way, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Patricia tweeted, Rise School of Dallas is my nephew's school. My nephew's autistic and attended there for over 5 years, and I can't say enough good things about this school. Hunter tweeted me and says, the Lori Watson Matthews Archery Pro Team is in East Dallas. So there's another lead on archery in North Texas. You can follow me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can, of course, email us your thoughts, suggestions, hopes, dreams, comments, and, of course, questions and answers at anything at kera.org. The show is produced by Stephen Becker. It's engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers the phones, and Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can find on the Anything page, kera.org/anything. The last 10 hours of the show are there, free for you to listen back. If you had a question, you didn't hear the answer, you can always listen back. And, of course, you can reach out to us. And we're going to keep this conversation going on Twitter, right? I mean, I think a lot of you are starting to work. So check it out online at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I want to thank everybody who called and wrote and contributed to the show today. Also want to thank everybody who called 888-694-6931 or contributed at kera.org. We heard from 128 of you during the two-hour show. Of course, you can still make a contribution. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org, and thanks.